Hi, welcome to Foodies. I'm Kristen Haskell.
And I'm your co-host, Annalise Forsman. So today, this is our first episode.
Yeah, this is our first episode. And basically, the gist of what our Foodies podcast is we will be trying out foods every single week because that's, I feel like, our specialty.
Yeah, we are good at trying new foods. But what we're going to do is we're not going to do, like, basic foods. We're going to do, like,
ethnic foods. Yeah. And trying new things or even things that we've tried before maybe the other hasn't tried. There's just being in Lincoln, I feel like there's so many options. I'm personally from South Dakota and there's not a lot of options. We still have stuff, but it's, I don't know. I think our main goal is to kind of explore Lincoln. Annalise is from Omaha, but Omaha is a lot. I feel more than
Lincoln. Yeah, well, I also lived in Illinois, and like that's where, like, true. I started driving around, and like we didn't have that much there. It was just a small town, so it was all like, you know, like locally owned restaurants by people in our town. But I feel like I never even like tried ethnic food there a lot. Like we would just get sushi, but like it wouldn't be like
just like the extent
like authentic.
Of that.
Yeah, I feel like once I went to college, I feel like once I started becoming friends with you, I started to eat more. More in general, and more ethnic food.
That's a fair statement. I like trying new things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Uber Eats is my guilty pleasure, I guess you could say.
I wouldn't say it's your guilty pleasure. I would say it's a bad habit. Or a habit.
Hey, okay.
A habit.
I would say it's a little bit of a bad habit. Last year, I think I've grown out of it a little. Anyway, but I think we should start, before we introduce our topic for this week, obviously, foodies, you're going to know what your death row meal is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you go first, because I didn't have time to think about it today. So you go first, and I'll decide mine.
Okay. I think I'm going to be selective and, like, go through my options and then pick.
Are we going to do, like, food, like, a main meal and, like, a side and, like, a drink and a dessert?
Okay. Like a dessert, yeah. So, like, I think that's a good plan. I think we should do that. We talked about this a lot. This is one of my favorites. The red wine steak is, I think I would have to have that before I die, personally. It was really good. We both had it, so we both know. If you guys have never had it, definitely try it. It's life-changing.
Or make it yourself.
Yeah. It's honestly, we've tried it and we've made it ourselves, and it's honestly really easy. Definitely recommend with some potatoes.
And I would recommend having a fan in your kitchen.
For reference, when we made it, we set off some smoke alarms, but that's okay. It worked out. And it was worth it. But, that'd definitely be my meal. I would say, for a side, like I said, like, garlic mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes and, like, gravy. But also, see, this is hard because I'm going to pivot back because I also love spaghetti. I don't know if you know that about me.
I love pasta in general.
So,
I think that's understandable.
That would be really hard because it's your last meal.
Yeah.
I almost feel like, not to go off topic, but, like, I feel like when you're on death row, you should get a buffet before you die.
That is true.
Do you know what I mean?
But, like, then what buffet would you pick?
I don't know if we have that much time to pick my buffet, because it would be a lot.
Mine would be Pizza Ranch.
Pizza Ranch. Oh, I mean, like, a buffet is, like, you're choosing.
I know, but, like, if I just had to pick a buffet in general, I'd probably just pick that.
Oh, I haven't been to one in so long. The only one I can, like, think that comes to mind is, like, Golden Corral.
I've never been there.
You've never been to Golden Corral?
No.
It's, like, it's okay. It's not that great. We have one in Rapid. I mean, sorry, no, it's in Deadwood. Let me just check this real quick. I can never remember.
Well, I know what it looks like. I just always thought it was like a fast food restaurant. It kind of like reminded me of like Wendy's or
it
like.
It does look like a Wendy's or like somewhere. Almost like it gives the vibe to me of what's it called? Like Applebee's or like.
Oh, true.
Like Chili's. Like not the same thing, but like the same structure of how it looks.
Yeah.
The one we have in Deadwood is the Silverado. It's a very like fancy buffet. If I had to eat somewhere for a buffet for my death row meal, it would be there. Because they have like actually like good stuff. Like I feel like you haven't been to Golden Corral, but Golden Corral is not my favorite. I would never pick to go there. And I love to eat, so that says a lot. But Silverado is good because you get, like, crab legs. Like, there's, like, high-end desserts and, like...
Yum.
It's bomb. But anyway, going off the buffet topic, I think it would be the steak and the mashed potatoes for me. And then the dessert is really hard. I am a very big sweet tooth. So that's really hard for me. What do you think I would pick?
Probably, like, ice cream.
Yeah.
Or, like, cake.
Yeah, ice cream cake.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah, oh my God, that's so hard. Honestly, yeah, like, anything ice cream. Or, like, the brownies that I make, the cookie dough, those are good, but the Oreos, yeah, those are really good. Actually, I would pick, my mom makes a cake, and it's, like, a dark chocolate mousse. But it's, like, with raspberry cream filling in the middle. And we do, like, ice cream with it.
Yum.
The frosting is too rich for me, I will say that. I never eat the frosting. But the cake itself and then the inside is so good. You know?
Yeah, like, the filling. I just love raspberries. Like, raspberry chocolate, like, that's, like, a perfect pairing to me.
It is. And it's good. It, like, equals out the, like, richness of it, like, yeah, a little bit. And, like, vanilla ice cream with it is, like...
Yeah.
So good. So good. But so I think that would be mine. We're doing drink too, aren't we?
Yeah. What's your drink?
Are we thinking like an alcoholic drink?
I guess both.
Because not to mention we're both 21. We probably should preface that. But
yeah, we are 21.
We are 21. This is hard. I think for a drink on my death row, it would have to be like... A mojito's a classic, I feel. I love a mojito, but I have to think about what I'm eating it with. Yeah. I would not pick wine as a last. I don't know. That's just like, is that what you'd pick?
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay, to be determined. But I don't know. Either a mojito or honestly just a beer would be fine with me. Like,
what about like non-alcoholic?
Non-alcoholic. I gotta think about this. What do I like that's... Honestly, probably just, like, a pop, to be honest. Like, probably, like...
But what specific one?
I know. I'm trying to think. I really like Fanta, but that does not sound good with a red wine stain.
No, it doesn't.
Like, that would be really... That'd be gross.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I just have water. I would hope they'd give you water at your death row meal.
Probably. It's free.
Yeah, but, like, you never know. Imagine what you did. It could be awful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Yeah, probably like Sprite. Sprite or like a Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's valid.
Or like a cherry Diet Coke.
You're gonna like mine then.
Okay. I trust. I feel like we have overall like the same taste. So it's not like...
Wait, what'd you pick for your side? Mashed potatoes?
I did garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay.
Or like mac and cheese. Okay. Like, what's the... I'm trying to
think of the lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah, actually, yes. Wait, but that's like a whole... That's a whole entree. That...
No, but like just like a small cup of it.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, I was like, oh, places that usually do that give you a lot. Like, yeah, they load you up on that. That's a good... I'm glad you thought about that. Because that... Yeah. Oh my God, it's so good. But I think that's all for mine. Did I miss anything?
So good.
So good. It is. I can't preface enough, but no. I think it's your turn.
Well, I had time to think about it, so I know, like...
Okay, yeah. Okay, tell me.
Okay, so for my entree, I do my friend Anna. Her dad makes, well, because he's from Spain. He makes the best paella, and it's so good. And, like, every time I go there, he always knows that I want it, and, like, he'll make it for me, like, the first or second night I'm there. But... I would love to have just, like, a tub of that. Like, I would eat...
A tub of it.
Like, well, because he makes it in a pan, and, like, since he's from Spain, they don't, like... Like, he gets the shrimp that you have to peel yourself once it's cooked. So, like, the first time I had it, I was just sitting there for, like, 10 minutes trying to, like, tear it
apart.
But
I bet it's so much better.
No, it is. It's so good.
I bet it's, like, 10 times
better. Mm-hmm. I've actually had it at one more place, but that wasn't even a restaurant. It was, like, an amusement park. So...
An amusement park?
Yeah.
Can you walk me through what paella is? Because I don't think I've ever had it.
It's not like popular, but it's a popular Spanish dish in Spain. I've never had it though or heard of it until I was friends with her.
Okay. Because I just don't really know.
Like... Okay, have you had jambalaya?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, except in like a pan and like dry. Okay, so it has rice, which I got, and then meats. So his has like chicken, the shrimp, and then like sausage.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I, like, well, it's meat, seafood, and vegetables, but it's so good. I want that right now. I will drive to Illinois just for that.
Yeah. No, that sounds really good.
Yeah. So that would be my entree. And then I think for my side, I was thinking about this, like mac and cheese. Like, I don't know if it'd be the lobster one. Maybe, because then that'd be good with paella.
That would be. And I love seafood element. Yeah. But you could do like a three cheese.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But I want.
Have you ever had brisket mac and cheese?
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
I think I got it. This is off topic. This is not what I was going to say. But when I was in Kansas City, you know, it's like barbecue. I went to this place and they specialize in like obviously barbecue. And it's like I got like a brisket taco. And it was like...
Do you know what it was called? Was it a restaurant? Yeah. Or was it like, okay, then...
I'll give you the details.
Well, it's
later.
Not the place I was thinking of. Because they also have brisket mac and cheese, and it's so good.
I love brisket mac and cheese.
It's so good.
I feel like that's like the ultimate foodie moment is brisket mac and cheese. Like, yes. You're combining so much. But it's so good. It's so worth it.
But what was I going to say?
Like your definite side, like mac and cheese for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yeah, and just like...
We honestly should have done two sides, which is okay. We can continue.
No, I'm doing two sides because I'm also going to have... This is very specific. I don't know if I can say it. I like Hy-Vee bread. Like, okay. Their bakery bread, it's so good. Like, the sourdough. Like, I will eat the whole loaf of it with just, like, butter on it.
I love sourdough bread, actually.
Hy-Vee has the best bread. I'll stand by that. The best bread. But that'd be my side.
You can't say.
Oh, shit.
Because you literally said Hy-Vee has the best bread. You're promoting them.
I'll just say...
We can cut that out.
Yeah, just keeping the part where I just said Hy-Vee bread.
Yeah.
And the sourdough. But, so then for my drink, I would do red wine. That was what I was going to pick, just because I love red wine. That's, like, my favorite. And then for a drink, I'd do the strawberries and cream Dr. Pepper. That's like my favorite pop. Mm-hmm. It's
that
very sweet
really
though.
Good. It is really sweet.
So that'd be like a sweet treat for the end. But red wine would go good with like all of it. Cause
are you picking a sweet treat?
Yeah.
Or is that your sweet treat?
No, drink? I'm picking a sweet treat.
Okay.
This can be my drink with the sweet treat.
Okay.
I would do. This is hard. I'd probably do. There's like two I can't decide between. But one of them is my mom and I make, like, bread pudding, but we put raspberries on it with white chocolate, and it's so good. And I just love it. Like, I eat all of it. Like, for my birthday this year, I just wanted bread pudding, and I didn't want a cake. I just wanted that.
No, that's so fair. I feel like as you get older, like, you kind of grow away from, like, I still get a cake. I don't know. It's just, like, my family's thing. But
see,
like,
we don't. Like, my siblings don't like cake.
I forgot about that.
They just get, like...
They could never be
donuts.
On this podcast.
No, they're the pickiest eaters.
No, that's okay. It's... Luckily, we're not. And that's why we're able to do this.
True.
But, okay.
Wait, did I... No, that was it. Yeah, that was my definite meal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, as you guys can see, we love to eat. I think, even though we had to think about that, I don't think it was a really hard decision.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to pick your favorite when you've had a lot.
Yeah, that's true. But also, when you've had a lot, it's hard to pick a favorite.
I guess. But I feel like if you've had it, like, repeatedly and, like, it's, like, good every time, I feel like then that's like...
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
Because that's how I feel with all of it. Like, every single time, like, I just, like, could eat all of it.
Yeah. I like the dishes where it's, like, big enough that you could save it.
Yeah.
Like
the pasta.
Like, 3 days. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, yeah. But we're going to wrap that up. Anyway, so for our theme that we did this week, we did Indian food. And how did you feel about that?
I mean, I was pretty hesitant going into it because I've never had... I've had I haven't had authentic Indian food. No offense to the dining hall.
Full offense to the dining hall, I feel.
Yeah. So my freshman, like, I have had Indian food, but it wasn't authentic by any means. And, well, my roommates and I went to the dining hall my freshman year, and then I saw Indian food, and I was like, I just got to college, like, I'm already, like, doing something new. So I was like, I should try this because it's, like, free, basically. But right. Then I got it. I think I got, like, chicken, I know rice, and then naan. Yeah, because it's, like, pita bread. Not good. The bread was horrible. It was, like, wet and soggy. And then, so my roommate and I both got Indian food, so this wasn't just a me problem. Because I usually like new stuff. And so my roommate and I had it, and, like, I don't think I like curry because it just tasted really bad.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole thing was so bad that my roommate and I were, like, gagging over
it. Did you say it was chicken tikka masala? I'm assuming it was. Do you know?
I don't remember. I don't even remember if it was, like, creamy or if it was just, like, chicken.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's, like, right next to the Chinese food. By the way, that's good from the dining hall.
I do love the Chinese. I was just going to bring that up.
Get the Chinese over the Indian or over anything else, honestly. Because, like, when I went last year, I'd get that, like, every single time.
No, the Chinese food is good. No, the dining hall food, if you're getting anything, it has to be the Chinese food.
Yeah, valid. But, yeah, so I feel like my experience, I was surprised. I actually liked it a lot this time around. Maybe it was because it was from somewhere that knows what they're doing.
Yeah. I was honestly really, like, genuinely surprised that you've never had it up until that moment.
Yeah, well, like, my mom likes Indian food, but, like, my dad, we just never really have had it. And I feel like we've never really had anywhere that, like, had it around us. Like, I can't even think of anywhere that, like, I've seen in, like, Omaha or Illinois. Like, right. I just never, like, saw it, I guess.
Never stood out to you.
No, and I had one friend who, like, she loved Indian food. I will say that. She did try and get me to go once.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, her and her mom love this one place in Omaha, and I was like, no. Like, I'd rather just eat, like, something else. But I will say I do want it again. I would eat again.
It was, and also it makes for good leftovers if you don't eat the rest of
it. Oh, I just ate it like 3 hours ago.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was good reheated. It was so good. Yeah, okay. It was so good. I think it's just like, I just have like a texture issue. So like when it's like runny like that, you know, like creamy.
You have to like stir it when you like heat it back up.
No, I know. I did. But I'm just saying like in general, like even when I was like pouring it out in my bowl, like I was kind of like gagging a little. I don't know. I just don't like,
I think that's so funny because I've never had that problem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm able to eat, like, calamari.
Oh, no, like, I love calamari.
You can do that?
I love calamari.
That's kind of, like, one of the things, too, where, like, people are like,
I think it's just, like, the creaminess, like.
Right.
I just don't like a lot of creamy stuff, you know?
Yeah. I like everything, honestly. Yeah. But.
Well, we can have a podcast segment later where we do, like, things we hate.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm glad it reheated good for you because that's, like, also Indian food. It's, like, one of the things that even if I've ate it the day before, I would 100% eat it again.
No, I agree.
I could eat it more than once a week. I love it. I think it is so good. Like, it's honestly one of my obsessions, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I look through my Uber Eats, and I think Indian food, like, actually takes up a lot of my orders.
Really?
Yes, because I would get it a lot.
See, mine's just, like, all Mexican food that I
order. That's so fair, too.
It's so good. Okay. So, we just did a little bit of background research on, like, Indian food, just so, like, we can give you guys more of, like, an educational standpoint of, like, how it came to be and, like, what exactly, like, is in Indian food and, like, what it's, like, what they commonly eat there, I guess.
Yeah, so I researched it a little bit. It dates back to 5,000 years ago, which is, I'm interested to see when we do more of these and different things, like, what the timeline is going to be for those things.
Yeah, because that's a long time.
Because I feel like Indian food, obviously, I feel like it's been around for a long time. Do you know what I mean?
India's old. Like, that would be, like, right. The same thing for China. But I feel like maybe in, like, Mexico, it might be, like, actually, no, because I know.
No. Do you wanna make a quick little bet to what we think is going to be the one that's been around the longest?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
I think it's going to be, like, Asian food or, like,
I was gonna
Chinese.
I was I agree with that. And I was going to say Mexican food, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I don't know, when you learn about history in high school and stuff like that, we always talk about, like...
See, that's what I thought, but then I feel like we always talked about Asia.
But I feel like those are the two contenders. Like, really? Yeah, I do.
You're surprising me. I feel like I was thinking it'd be, like, like Greek food or, like, Mediterranean food.
I guess that's true.
Like,
that's...
I feel like that would... Like, that stands out in my mind. It's just because I like Greek mythology a lot, and I just, like...
That's true.
Like, to learn Greek about mythology, that.
Yeah.
But that, like, dates back so far. But you have to think about, like,
the
Aztecs
and the Incas.
I know. That's in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I was, like, thinking.
But, Kristen, they had people everywhere.
I know. It's a whole... You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, yeah.
Just that kind of area of food, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you can't just classify it to Mexican food, I guess.
Well, okay, are you going to say Mexican food or are you going to say Spanish food?
I'm going to say Spanish food because...
Or like Hispanic, I guess you could say Hispanic.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Hispanic because I think overall as the culture overall has been around.
And then mine will be Asian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually really curious to see. But I think we should wait until we do those ones.
Yeah.
We can't cheat. Okay. Anyway, yeah, they've been around for 5,000 years. Each region kind of has like its own traditions, like and the influence that they have on their food. Like... Which is also something that I did look up because when you go to Indian restaurants, I don't know if you've ever noticed this or even noticed when we've ordered, but they don't have any, like, meat on their thing. Like, they don't have pork.
Well, yeah.
Because this is a brain fart for me.
This cow is sacred.
So, okay, yeah. That's what I think is so interesting because I had a massive brain fart about that, and I forgot about that because I was thinking about that. And I was like... Wait, why don't they do beef or pork? And then I was looking it up today, and I was like, oh, yeah, because they worship them.
Yeah, well, I know someone who's from India, and, like, it's not just, like, they don't eat meat in general, like, at all. Like, they don't eat pork ever.
Right. No, they don't eat it at all. Yeah. Which I totally forgot, because I just haven't, like, honestly, it's been a really long time since I've heard anything about their culture.
Well, yeah, because he couldn't eat hamburgers either.
Yeah, that's a sad life. Okay, anyway, sorry.
R.I.P. Sunscar.
R.I.P. girl.
Imagine Adam knows him too.
Yeah, he does.
We should do a hookah one with him.
We need to go back.
I know, we're cutting this out.
Okay. But anyways, yeah, so that was something that I forgot about personally. Obviously, that's very common knowledge, but that's okay. It happens to the best of us. I should have known, but it's okay. But most of the influence on Indian food has come from Mongolian, Persian, and Chinese cuisine.
Oh, that makes sense, though, because of, like, the rice.
Yeah.
And, like, the chicken. Like, that makes sense.
Which I and, like, kind of like what we're going back to, like, how old things are. Yeah. I think you, like, reading that, you probably will be right with Chinese food.
I feel like just that, or, like, even, like, Indian food, to be honest. Like, like I said, like, the Mediterranean and, like, the Asian, I feel like they're all, like, I feel like those, to me, like, stick out as, like, kind of, like, the most, like, traditional.
Right.
Like, they stick to
tradition.
Traditions.
Yeah.
And they're also just, like, so old. Like, you know, like, America's, like, we have all, like, this processed stuff, like hamburgers and hot dogs.
We should make an episode about that, actually.
Okay.
Foodies info episode.
This is also what I was going to say. Since the cow is so sacred, have you seen the thing? Like, and I don't know which river it is, but they have, like, a river where, like, when people die, like, they'll just put them in the river. But, like, also, like, when a cow dies, they'll put it in the river, too, because that's how sacred they are to them. I think it's sweet.
That is cute.
But also, this is the worst part. They also bathe in the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, it's like, it's like a holy, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like a holy thing to, like, bathe yourself in that river.
I'm sure, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's like some
There's
part.
There's some, like, reasoning behind it, I'm sure.
See, even if I've never had Indian food, I know a lot about the Indian culture.
Which surprises me.
Yeah, well, I feel like I've watched a lot of documentaries, and, like, a lot of them are about India.
Yeah. I honestly haven't, I feel like Indian culture is the one that I've learned about the least.
Actually, I know several people who are Indian, actually.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that also plays a part because, like,
right.
I just know more about it because, like, they've told me stuff about it. Like, the hennas, like, that started with the Indian culture. And, like, at weddings, they do
right.
their own hennas.
Right.
It's so pretty.
Their culture, that's the one thing I do know about their culture is, like, I love seeing the dresses that they wear.
Wait, have you seen Never Have I Ever?
I think so, yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
And she's Indian?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, that was good. I actually liked it.
Yeah, I did too. Because guess who wrote it?
Who?
Oh, you probably won't know. Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Do you know The Office?
Interesting. Yeah, I do.
She plays Kelly.
Oh.
The customer service lady. Like, she's Indian. Yeah. And she also wrote her own show.
Dang.
Called The Mindy Project. And I feel like all three of them are so funny. Like, top, best, funniest shows.
Nice.
But anywho.
Yeah. I enjoyed this experience just because looking up things, I was like, I don't know much about it. And I think I learned a lot. I don't know. It's just something that hasn't been. I also think it's from where I'm from. Wait. We don't have a lot of Indian people.
Yeah. Well, before you say that, did you guys learn about different religions in school?
Yeah, but really, like, not their religion. Not really.
What do you mean? Like, not their religion? Like, not like Hinduism and Buddhism?
Yeah, no, not really. Like, kind of Buddhism, but not a lot. Yeah. Hinduism.
See, that surprises me. We had, like, a whole chapter about it. And, like, I just remember it vividly because for each, like, religion, we watched, like, a different, like, hour-long video. So, like, I felt like I know, like, quite a bit about each one.
Well, I did go to Catholic school.
Yeah. So, that's why I was asking.
Yeah, because most of our, like, curriculum, I guess I would say, is, like, literally a religion class, but then the only thing we'll ever learn about other religions is history, which I'm sure that's where you learned about it.
Yeah.
Right? But that
was we didn't
have
religion class.
Right, exactly. And I mean, they'd bring up other religions, but that's a whole other topic. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, wait, before we continue, I have a question. Since it's like closely related Chinese food, do they like have like, so I know they have stuff with rice, and they also said it's like Mongolian food.
Yeah, it's like kind of
and I love
influenced
I love Mongolian food too.
Mm-hmm.
But do they have noodles too, or is it just rice?
I'm sure they do too. I've actually never been to an Indian place that has noodles, now that you say that.
Maybe they don't then.
But I can look.
I don't know, because I always just like would rather have noodles than rice. I feel like having rice like with every single entree, I feel like that's kind of like, like, I know I want some variety.
They have a lot of noodle dishes. I've never seen any personally. They look like Chinese food, though.
Yeah, like, that's what I was picturing.
Yeah, that looks bomb. Might need to find a place that has some Indian noodle recipes.
Yeah.
Because that looks really good. That's interesting. I'm glad that you brought that up, because now that you say that, I've never noticed that. Like, on the menu.
Yeah.
Because when I go to, I get, like, the place I go at home, I get the exact same thing every time. So I low-key just don't look at the menu anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's also kind of why, like, I didn't even know, to be honest. But, yeah, also, some of their popular dishes that they do have, I feel like everyone knows who these ones are. But butter chicken, samosas, tandoori chicken, naan, the bread we were talking about earlier, and chicken tikka masala. And, I've had all of those, actually. Have you? No, you haven't.
I've only had naan, maybe butter chicken. I think
I
know what samosas
kind of like
are.
Samosas are what we will get into that. We ate those.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I've heard of that, but I've never had it.
Triangle, like.
It reminds me of Greek food, because Greek,
I know
they have something
mean.
Similar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think we should get into what we actually ate this week.
Yeah, so, well, I got the chicken korma because Kristen said that was her favorite. So, since it was my first time trying, I just wanted to have something that, like, I know would be good just so I'm not, like, you know, being too picky. But I really liked it. 10 out of 10. 5 stars. Actually, maybe 4.
4.
I feel like I need to have it again, you know?
To really, like, know if you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I did the classic chicken tikka masala. That's more on the spicier side, I feel.
I feel like I would like that better then. I want more, like, flavor, more, like, spice.
I think you would like it, too. I just was nervous about it because I feel like that's more of a classic dish, and I know you were nervous about trying it anyway. So I figured I would have you.
Wait, does that have curry in it?
I don't Usually, as a rule, I think it does.
Okay.
Maybe, as a rule, it does.
Maybe that would be the one that I try, like, later on, just to be brave.
Just to be... I think you should try it. I liked mine.
Yeah.
I would give mine 4 out of 5.
Wait, did I try yours?
You didn't.
Huh. You should have done that.
I know. It's fine. We can try it. You can try it some other time. There will be plenty of... Trust me, we will be going back for
yes.
sure. But, I give mine 4 out of 5. I, like she said, chicken korma is always my go-to. I like the ones that are more, like, creamy. Spicy I usually go for in Mexican food. I don't know why.
I go spicy, like, all around. I just love spice.
It has to depend on what it is. Like, also, like, this is random, but I love kimchi. Have you ever had kimchi before?
No. Well,
that will be something that we try. Probably if we do hot pot.
Yes, I want to go hot pot sometimes.
So, but, like, spicier side, I kind of go less towards that way. And mine was a little spicier. Which also, since you've never been to a place where you actually sit down, normally, like, they ask you what spice level you want.
Really? That's interesting.
They do, like, it's usually, like, a 1 to 5. I'm usually mild, medium, or spicy even. Like, they'll do that. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes they'll give you numbers, which the numbers scare me because I'm like, oh, like a 3. Like, wouldn't be bad, or like a 2. And you get a 2, and it's like, my mouth's literally on fire. But I'm just like, I just can't handle a lot of spice. Like, it has to be like, or in ramen. I can handle spice in ramen for some reason. Like,
I feel like I can pretty well in general. It's just like the one thing is like red pepper flakes.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't do that either. But yeah. I would say, yeah, 4 out of 5, just because it's not what I normally get. But I liked it. Like, I liked it for something different. But it's definitely one of those foods where I'm like, if I feel sick, I would love it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I love getting the food that has... Because the spice wasn't too much for me. I'm just like, I love what I normally get. Like, based off what I've had before. Mango chicken is also something I normally get back home. And that one is really good. That one is really, really
good. That sounds good.
It is really good. Speaking of mango, though, I did get... the mango lassi drink. That's a classic. It's like a yogurt. And Annalise wasn't a
fan. Well, I liked it.
I think.
I liked it. I just don't really like I said, like creamy stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. I love it. I think it's like literally like drinking, it's pretty much just like drinking yogurt.
Or like a smoothie. It was just like a liquidy smoothie.
Let's see what's actually in it because obviously, it's mango. I feel like that's, like, the original flavor, too. I know some places do different flavors of it, which I didn't know was a thing. Every time I've been anywhere where I eat Indian food, it's always mango. So I feel like that's the
yeah,
staple.
And that's valid. I love mangoes.
Yeah, it's so good. Oh, people make them in popsicles. That's actually sick. So it has mangoes, yogurt, milk, sugar, cardamom powder.
Oh, do you know what that is?
I do.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I don't like the cardamom.
Yeah.
Because that's what's in the bread pudding. Shout out to my mom. And every time, like, we're making it, I'm like, skip that and put cinnamon instead. Just because I don't like
the
smell.
Yeah. That's so fair. Last ones, though, are saffron and chopped nuts.
Nuts?
Mine did not have nuts in it. This is just a random.
Well, like, do you think they blend it into the smoothie?
I think they put it in the smoothie and also like on top, like as a little like decoration.
I'd kind of like it with nuts. I feel like that would help me.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because you're like a texture person, that only surprise like that surprises me.
I like nuts.
Right, but I'm saying like mixed in with something that's like not.
No, I would like that. Like pistachio, like anything like pistachio, and it has it in there. I love that.
Oh, okay. That surprises me about you, but I learn something new every day, so that's fair. But we did both have the cheese naan.
I love the cheese naan.
Yeah, that's the
that
first
was so
time,
good.
That's the first time I've ever had the cheese naan, actually.
It was cold, but that's probably because we waited. Just, but it was so
we did,
good.
We did order it to eat at home.
Yeah,
so that
by
is,
the way.
Yeah, by the way. It was good. I liked it.
Can you also say what's in the chicken korma, just for people who don't know?
Yes, I can tell you what is in the chicken korma. We actually should probably look all them up.
Yeah, and put what's in.
Let's see. Let's just look at this recipe right here. Might not be the same copy in what we did. you know, we ate.
Yeah.
Chicken, obviously. Yogurt, ginger, garlic paste. Rub the chicken with turmeric. Interesting. Okay. Oh, hence the yellow. Oh, okay, cool. Turmeric, Kashmiri red chili powder, garam masala, salt.
Yeah, that sounds bomb.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. Mine is, I am curious to know what is in mine, because just because it was a little spicier. So maybe this would clear things up for me. I don't think all chicken tikka masala is spicy, though. It just really depends on the place you go to.
Yeah.
Because, especially the ethnic ones, I feel like it definitely stems from, like, family. Mm-hmm. Like, their own recipes or their own spins, possibly. And, like, depending on the region they're from and all that cool stuff. Okay. This has Kashmiri red chili powder, garam masala, cumin powder, coriander powder, turmeric, salt. Okay. Not what I expected. Unless that is not all the surprise, the recipe. Okay, yeah. There's more. Lemon juice, Kashmiri, methi. Interesting. Ginger, garlic paste, oil, onions, green chili, all that good stuff. There's a lot. It's basically a repeat. And like heavy whipping cream. So I think that makes it more creamy too. But
yeah.
I would love to know what the actual recipe to mine was, because I feel like this looks more tame than what mine was.
Yeah.
Mine also was a lot darker. Mine was like kind of reddish.
Yeah.
So I wonder what was in it. It was really good though. I loved it. 10 out of 10. Well, 4 out of 5. Just because, I don't know. It's just not something I always pick.
Yeah.
The meat samosas, though.
Those are my favorite.
You can get those in, like, a veggie one or a meat one, which we did the meat one.
So good.
And they, yeah. And we had this sauce with it that was, like, an avocado, like, it was green.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, kind of spicy.
Yeah. It was really good, though.
It was kind of like a creamy salsa.
Yeah. Okay. This is what is in a meat samosa. It is spiced potatoes, onion, peas, coriander. I would love to know what that is, because it keeps coming up. Lentils. Lentils is a huge part of Indian cuisine, yeah. Actually. Yeah. And cauliflower. But most... Oh, okay. So cauliflower is sometimes what they put in it. But sometimes meat is added. Or fish.
Oh.
Fish would be interesting.
I feel like shrimp would be so good.
I'm trying to...
I'm not a big fish person, so I'd rather shrimp.
Well, now that I'm thinking about this, we literally just talked about how they don't eat meat, but samosa. Is that just like an Americanized version?
No. It might be a different type of meat. Look up what meat is in it.
Because now that I bring that up, that...
Because there's like an alternative they can eat where it's not like... Maybe it's plant-based, but it might be like turkey, you know?
Oh, yeah. They probably... Yeah. This literally says ground beef. Beef, chicken, pork, or lamb.
So
would it be an American...
So maybe here they just have it as beef.
Yeah, because there is a veggie option.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just like the Americanized option. Maybe. Is what I would maybe guess. Because we tend to do that with places.
Yeah, we tend to...
Change it.
Yeah, and make it our own, yeah.
Make it bigger.
Like an American taco.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But overall, what would you rate? Oh, I didn't rank my mango, Lassie. 5 out of 5. I'm assuming you're going to give it, like, a 3 out of 5. I feel like you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, a 3. Like, mid.
Mid. I don't agree, but that's okay. We all have our differences. The meat samosa, 5 out of 5. And
cheese
the sauce,
naan,
5 out of 5. That shit was... I usually get garlic naan. Do you like
garlic? Oh, I love garlic.
Okay, I was like, I don't know for sure. The garlic naan, we need to get that next time, because that is really good. I love garlic
naan. I feel like I should have dipped it in it, now that I'm thinking about it.
I forgot to tell you to do that, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I just kind of ate alone.
I didn't even do it, though. I just like didn't think about it at the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, overall, I think the experience as a whole, like, out of 10, I would say...
Well, yeah, I would say it's, like, a 7. Or, like, a 6. A 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, don't say. I feel like 6 is low.
Yeah, no, that's why I said 7.
We definitely liked it more than that. I'm gonna say 8, just because, like you said, it was cold, which isn't anybody's fault. It just takes.
But yours.
Well, I was busy, guys. I had an appointment. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was a long day, but We finally got it. We ate it. It was still great. Still loved it. My actual dish was still hot though. It wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was hot.
It wasn't hot, but it was like.
It was warm. Like the perfect temperature, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Do you wanna? Oh, we didn't. I feel like it'd be funny to mention like how you were surprised we had to pour it.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know. I feel like with that stuff, like again, like it's just like the creaminess. So I hate like seeing it in the tub and like having to pour it myself.
Does that off note slightly? I mean, off note in general, but like, does like pasta bother you?
No.
Because that's like.
But like, it has to be like, I hate Alfredo sauce because it's like creamy.
I love Alfredo.
But I love mac and cheese. But I feel like it's just like, okay, I feel like for me, like, the dense stuff has to outweigh the creaminess. So, like, when I told you, like, you were putting, like, too much.
Can you eat, like, Alfredo if it's, like, the ones that aren't as thick? Do you know what I mean? Like, some of them are very
evenly coated. No, I just hate Alfredo in general.
Okay.
That was a good example. Let me try and think. Like, have you ever had, like, beef and dumplings?
Yeah.
Like, the American one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. Sorry, Grandma.
Oh.
She knows that.
Sorry, Grandma. Don't take it personally.
But it's just stuff like that. Yeah, right. I just don't like it when it's like soupy, but it's supposed to not be. You know, like, that's why I like kind of like my rice kind of dry.
Mm-hmm.
And not putting a lot in there. I'd rather there be more chicken than cream is what I'm saying.
See, that's funny because I love putting a lot of the cream in to stir in with my rice. And less chicken.
No, I want more chicken.
Yeah. It's okay. We just have different approaches to eating Indian food.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say 8 out of 10 for me. I just, the samosa was good. Everything was good. Like, 10 out of 10 would love to go back, obviously. But
yeah.
I've had better.
Oh, well, I guess I've only had the one at the dining hall. So I will say overall, I would say it's way better than the dining hall.
I would hope. I would really hope that it is. But yeah, it was good. I loved it. Do you think, I can obviously bring up the menu, but was there something that you think you'd do differently next time? Obviously you said you might want to try the one I got because it's on the spicier side.
Yeah.
But
I think it's just like changing up some things.
I think the biggest thing for me to change up would be lamb. I don't think I've ever had it, to be honest.
I don't think I have.
Because I want to try it.
Wait, have you had shepherd's pie?
No.
Doesn't that have lamb in it?
It probably does.
I might be wrong.
But I haven't had it.
I feel like have you had duck before?
No.
So good. Maybe that'll be the thing that I'll have you try.
Oh, see, I'm not picky, but for some reason.
No, okay. Duck
sounds,
I am
like,
too.
Scary to
but
me.
It was it's the best meat I've ever had.
That's so weird.
Like when I told you when I went to the Ozarks and I got like those poutine, what do you call them? Poutine fries. But these ones had duck on the top. And I was just like, I wanted more of the duck. Like, I love duck.
Sorry, that like I was like thinking of something. I want to know what lamb meat looks like. I don't want to see the. Okay.
Like a lamb chop.
Yeah, yeah. But I just need to see because I look, you've never. Yeah. It looks good. Maybe that's what. No, it's probably not. As I say, maybe that's what they put. They said in the samosas. Maybe that's what we had.
Maybe.
It could be.
Well, didn't you
because
say it was beef?
It's dark. It's dark.
Yeah, but didn't you say on the menu it was.
Oh, it does say beef samosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Just went off the rail. I think so. Hold on. Let me cook. Let me make sure that I'm, like, right about this, because I might not be. Don't want to quote it and be wrong. It's making me hungry looking at this.
I know. I'm starving.
No, it doesn't say. It just says meat. So it could be any meat.
Mystery meat?
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, it just says meat samosa. But looking at the menu, like I said, I do want to try with lamb, because I've never had lamb. And oh, you do like, they have shrimp.
Ooh, I would love
that
shrimp.
That is tandoori shrimp, which I forgot you can get shrimp. Like, just never something I would pick personally, I think. It's just not my, but yeah. See, like, you can get, like, the one you got, you can get it in lamb. It's just
oh,
the meat's
okay.
So that's kind of like mostly alternates. You can literally try it, but yeah. I think that's what I would do. They also have fish, which I know you said you're not a big fan of fish, but
what kind of fish?
It just says fish.
Oh,
mystery
wow.
Fish. Wah, wah, wah.
No.
But yeah, I would get the fish if I knew what it was. I'd have to ask.
Yeah. We could always call and ask.
Yeah. We could. What do you think?
What?
What would you get?
Next time?
Yeah.
What you got?
But what then I got. But also, but like, do you wish you got something different?
No. No. Like, no. I liked what I got.
Yeah. I feel like the lamb is something See, they have desserts. We didn't try dessert.
Wait, look at the desserts, please.
It does not say what they are.
Wait, click on it. Click on the red button. No, girl.
That's ordering.
Oh.
Yeah. We're not ordering right now. We could be, though.
What if it's mystery dessert?
Mystery dessert.
Oh, I want to let you pick.
I can't. Oh, they have a pistachio, like, something.
Ooh.
I'll just look up what it is for you real quick.
It's like, what is... Is that a popsicle?
Know. Yeah. Interesting. I've never seen this before. It looks like matcha to me.
I love matcha.
I do, too. Have you ever had matcha ice cream?
Yeah. Have you ever had matcha and then you put pistachio, like, syrup in it?
No.
It's the best. So if...
I liked pistachio ice cream growing up, but I low-key just grew out of it. I just never got it again.
See, that, like, whenever I go to, like, a gelato place, I always get pistachio gelato.
Okay.
Or, like, have you ever had... This is...
Okay.
They're all good, but it's just, like, something different, you know? Because, like, gelato's, like, creamier than ice cream.
Yeah, it is.
This is random, but I'd rate, like, gelato, then custard, and then ice cream. Culver's is good.
To end, we are, for next week, we're thinking Hot Pot.
Yeah, wait, so is that the name of the restaurant or the name of, like, the...
No, Hot Pot's, like, a thing you eat. Like, it's, like, a style of eating.
Okay, okay.
It's not a restaurant, it's a style of eating.
Is it the one where, like, you...
Like so they you give the you like raw sticks. They cook yeah like they do like the meat really really thin and they dip it in like they have it boiling like you sit at a table and they have this big kind of like thing they fill up where you cook your meat in.
Oh, you cook the meat yourself too? I thought you cooked your meat in the broth.
Yeah, like you put it in and it like
no, I've seen that.
I think they also have one that like you can like and they have like almost like a little grill. You know what
I
mean?
No, I know. I know, because some YouTuber I watch, she's Korean, and she has her own grill.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
She grills it at home.
Yeah, because then it's like this, where like you have all these sides that you get to put in.
So do you put it in, like, your bowl?
Yeah, you have a plate, and then you just, like, it's almost like, it almost is like a buffet, to be honest.
Can we please go now?
No, I can't.
It sounds so good.
It won't even be open. But, I'm excited for that. I am too. I've never had it, so I am excited for this. This is something that we will be trying that we've both never had, which is going to be fun. I have high expectations just because I think I've wanted it so bad for so long. I've wanted to try it,
yeah.
And I just never had the opportunity to.
I feel like that's me, too. Like, I've seen it, like, on, like, videos and, like, reels and stuff, but I just, like, I've always wanted to try it because it looks so tempting.
It does. And I've never had, like, Rapid has a variety of things. Like, it's not like we don't have nothing. Like, we have a lot of different ethnic places or like stuff like that, but we do not have that. That's the one thing we don't have. I haven't had that much Mongolian food, to be honest, but yeah, I think that's what we'll be doing next week. So tune in, and yeah, it's gonna be a great time. I think we'll have a lot to talk about because that'll be so brand new.
Yeah,
it'll be exciting. I'm excited to tell you guys about our experience.
So yes. I agree.
This is the end of our first episode, foodies. We hope you guys tune in next week.
Bye, foodies.